Genesis chapter 42. When Jacob found out that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob asked his sons, "Why are you staring at each other?" Then he said, "I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy grain for us so that we may live and not die." So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, for he thought, "What if some harm happens to him?" So the sons of Israel went to buy grain along with others who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan also. Now Joseph was the governor over the land. He was the one who sold grain to all the people of the land. When Joseph's brothers arrived, they bowed down before him with their faces to the ground. When Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them. But he pretended to be a stranger to them and spoke harshly to them. He asked them, "Where did you come from?" And they replied, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." Although Joseph recognized his brothers, they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams that he had about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see how vulnerable the land is." But they objected, "No, my lord, your servants have come to buy food. We are all the sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." But he insisted, "No, you are come down to see how vulnerable the land is." They replied, "We, your servants, are sons of one man, 12 brothers in the land of Canaan. The youngest is this day with our father, and one is no longer alive." Then Joseph said to them, "It is just like I said to you, you are spies. Here is how you will be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you must not leave here unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you back and let him bring your brother, and the rest of you shall be put in prison that your words may be tested whether you are honest, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." So he put them all together in prison 3 days. Then Joseph said to them on the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay confined in prison, but go, carry back grain for your starving families. But bring your youngest brother to me, so your words may be verified, and you will not die." So that is what they did. Then they said one to another, "Surely we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded with us but refused to listen. This is why this distress has come upon us." Then Reuben answered, "Didn't I tell you, do not sin against the boy? But you would not listen. So this is the payback for shedding his blood." But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke through an interpreter. Then he turned away from them and wept. When he returned, he spoke to them and took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain and to restore every man's money into his sack and to give them provisions for the journey. This is what was done for them. Then they loaded their donkeys with grain and left. As one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at their campsite, he discovered his money in the mouth of his sack. He said to his brother, "My money has been returned, and here it is in my sack." Then their heart failed them, and they turned trembling to one another, saying, "What is this God has done to us?" When they came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spoke harshly with us and accused us of spying out the country. But we told him, 'We are honest men, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no longer alive, and the youngest is now with our father in the land of Canaan.' But the man, the lord of the land, said to us, 'This is how I will know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me, and take grain for your starving families, and go your way. But bring your youngest brother to me, then I will know you are not spies, but honest men. Then I will give you back your brother, and you may trade freely in the land. As they emptied their sack, each man's bag of money was in his sack. When they and their father saw their bags of money, they were afraid. Then Jacob, their father, complained to them, "You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is gone, Simeon is gone, and now you want to take Benjamin away? All these things are against me." Then Reuben spoke to his father, "You may kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you." But he replied, "My son will not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If he is harmed on the journey you are making, then you will bring down my gray hairs in sorrow to the grave."